This is the service for healing ministry, divine healing and deliverance. We've worshipped the Lord for half an hour, and now the next item on the agenda is the gospel. I'm going just to give you a basic principle of the gospel, and just a very condensed version, right? In the beginning, there was only God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And God created the heavens and the earth, the universe, in 6 days, 6,000 years ago. Because that's what the Bible says, and I believe the Bible. And God created Adam from clay, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a living being. He was created perfect, without sin. And then God created Eve from the one rib of Adam. And they were perfect. And they were, however, they were told, they were given one commandment: do not eat the fruit of the forbidden tree. And they disobeyed the commandment of God. And God says, the day that you disobey me, you shall die. And that means spiritual death. Their spirit would be cut off from God. And physically they would die, but not immediately, over another 930 years later, you see, they would die. Nearly 1,000 years later, they would, because Adam lived for 930 years. So the physical death was occurring gradually, but spiritual death occurred in 1 second. Boom, their spirit was cut off from God. And the whole human race came from Adam and Eve, and the whole human race was born in spiritual death. Dead in sins and trespasses. So God the Father sent God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the planet Earth about 2,000 years ago to be a Savior, a Redeemer, to receive a human body from the line of David, and to be the Lamb of God, the perfect Lamb, pure, sinless Lamb of God, to die on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, the atonement of our sins, and to also be determined for our sicknesses and diseases. And this is for people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord God and Savior, who accept Christ into the heart as the Lord God and Savior with wholehearted repentance, confess Him as the Lord, the God, the Savior, and believe on Him and believe the gospel. Now, do you all believe the gospel, the suffer that I've just told you about? Right. And you all are willing to repent from all your sins with your whole heart?
Absolutely.
And you're all willing to invite Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord, God, and Savior?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll lead you in a prayer of confession, faith, and lead education later on. So you don't mind waiting until we get that point?
Yeah.
And are you all willing to follow the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord, as your God, as your King, and the King of your heart? Right, now we'll come back to the prayer of rededication and salvation later on. Now, the gospel is a double atonement. By grace, through faith, we're saved as through our faith in Christ and what He did on the cross for us. And we have salvation in the Spirit to become born again with eternal life. We get a new heart, new spirit, and the Holy Spirit comes and dwells into our spirit. Dwells into our spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of Christ living with the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Father, because Christ has the full deity of God in Him, living in our spirit, our body, in our new spirit, new heart. So we're walking with God within us. God is within our body. Our bodies become a temple of God. That's why we should not smoke. Okay, smoking would make it make the temple like a chimney, you know. And God does not like to live in a chimney, is He? Right. So the other atonement was the healing of body and soul, and this is mentioned in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 and 5. Could you please read that, please? He's living. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 and 5.
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed.
Okay, so by his wounds we are healed. He took up our infirmities, our sicknesses, our diseases. And by his wounds we are healed. So the salvation that Christ provided was a double atonement. Salvation of the spirit, eternal life. And salvation of healing of the body, mind and soul. He takes away our sicknesses, our diseases on the cross of Calvary. And with his wounds, we are healed. So, could you please read the next one, please? Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19.
Jesus was reading from the scroll. This is what he said. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendants.
See, Christ came to preach the gospel and to heal the sick. The next scripture, Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5, says God provided forgiveness of sins and healing. So could you please read that? Healing for all our sicknesses. That's a really good scripture. I like the scripture. Psalm 103, verse 1.
Praise the Lord, all my soul. This is David speaking. All my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, all my soul, and forget all his benefits. He forgives my sin, heals my diseases. He redeemed my life from the pit, crowned me with love and compassion. He satisfies my desires with good things, so that my youth is renewed like that of an eagle. That's it.
Now, he repeat the part where he says, he forgives my sins and heals my sins. That's that part again.
He forgives my sins, all my sins, and heals all my diseases.
Did you hear that?
All.
God forgives your sins through Christ, through the cross of Christ, and God heals all your diseases through the cross of Christ. Christ provided us the full gospel, the full salvation of forgiveness of sins and healing of our bodies, of all sicknesses. Okay, now let's look at some scriptures on divine healing. Please, Nass, are you strong enough to continue? Isaiah 53, 4 to 6, 9, and parts of 10 and 12.
It says here that surely he took up our infirmities, carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. We, all like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of it all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And like a sheep before the shearers is silent. He did not open his mouth. By oppression, is 1 to 9, is it?
10 and 12.
Okay. There we go. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, yet he will see his offering, offspring, and prolong his days. We are his offsprings. He will, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, many righteous servants will justify many, and he will bear the iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
So you see, Christ provided a double atonement, the salvation of our spirit and the salvation of our bodies and souls. which means healing of our bodies and souls, which is part of salvation. Double tongue. And another scripture now from the New Testament is Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17, is it?
I'll quote it from the heart. He said, as it was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, he took our infirmities and carried away our disease, as it was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took it all. So he has it. We don't have to have it.
I just want to check that Matthew 8. I think I wrote it down. Not correctly. In Matthew chapter 8, is it verse 16 to 17, isn't it?
Correct.
Not 6 to 17, isn't it?
16,
not 6. There's a mistake in the notes there, please. It's Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. Okay, Erica, would you like to read that, please?
When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits who were worse.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, Erica, I didn't have this turn around. Towards you. Start again. It's Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 to 17.
When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
He took our infirmities and bore our what? Sicknesses. See? He took our sicknesses. Okay, Sonia, the next one. Mark Peter 2:24, please. James 5:42.
1 Peter 2:24.
Yeah.
Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
Thank you. Okay, James. The next one is
James.
Chapter 5, verse 14 to 16.
14 to 16?
Yeah.
Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
Up to 16.
Confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Okay. So, you see, the gospel has got healing component. We can minister healing to people who are sick through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and through his lordship. Because healing was provided in the atonement. It's a double atonement. Okay, please, Nas, your scripture is Mark chapter 16, verse 17 to 18.
These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, they will speak in your tongues, and they will pick up snakes with their hands, and they will drink deadly poison. It will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick people, and they will get well.
Right. The part I want to focus there is, those who believe in me in my name, they shall drive out demons, and they shall lay hands on sick, and they shall recover. That's the part I'm really interested in. I don't want to touch snakes or drink deadly poison. but I want to focus on the laying on hands for people to be healed through the power of Christ. And I would like to explain this. When someone becomes a born-again Christian but is committed to the Lord, 100% committed, gets a new heart, new spirit, right? And the Holy Spirit comes into his spirit. The Spirit of Christ comes into his spirit. The Spirit of Father comes into his spirit. The Holy Triune God lives in your spirit. And all you have to do is, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, lay hands on the sick. And then this power of God, which is in your body, flows through your hands to heal the sick. But you have to be a clear channel, a pure channel, which means you must have no unconfessed sins. And you must have no unforgiveness. Because that stops the healing power of God. Repent of all your sins and forgive everybody who's done you wrong, to be a clear, pure channel, and then the power of God, which is within you to heal the sick, will come out of you, whoosh, come out in the form of heat and other forms. And people have felt the heat when I lay hands on the sick and they get healed. The heat of the Holy Spirit, whoosh, come out from my body into the temple of the Holy Spirit. But you have to be a pure, clear channel. You must repent for all your sins. You must forgive everybody who's done you wrong. It's like a water pipe must be clear, must have no impediment in the water pipe, which would block the water flowing through, you see? And if it's a clear water pipe, water can flow through easily. Okay? You understand what I mean? Before I finish that, now, we must make sure we don't put our mind in between. Christ says you must come to him like little children, right? Except unless you come to me as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, that's to come with a clear mind, open heart, right? When we get older, a lot of people start to get clogged up in the mind and they have biases and prejudices on, which blocks things. Well, you got to put all that away. Have an open heart, open mind to God, to be a pure, clear vessel, water pipe, for the healing power of Christ to come from your belly in the form of living water to heal the sick. Right, what's your question, please?
When it comes to asking for forgiveness, you have to ask for forgiveness for all your sins.
Yeah, of course.
Are we generalizing there, or do you have to specifically state every single sin you've committed over the years?
Well, in the beginning, you have to confess your sins to God, repent wholeheartedly, right?
Yes, yes.
Whatever they are, and known and unknown sins.
Exactly.
And repentance means to turn away from the sins of the world, the flesh, and the devil, to turn to God wholeheartedly, and to follow him, and to deny yourself, crucify yourself on the cross of Calvary, and take up the cross and follow Christ, obeying the will of God wholeheartedly. And to be led by the Holy Spirit, focusing your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Keep your mind focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. And those who are led by the Holy Spirit, in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, are the sons of God. Excuse me. It's the attitude of the heart. The attitude of the heart must be turned towards God. Now, as you walk with the Lord will make you aware of other things in your life which you need to repent of. And they'll come up like layers of an onion, one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a different kettle of fish. That is called the path of sanctification. When you become sanctified in the Lord, and you got to renew your mind according to the Word of God, you transform to the image of Christ.
Because we are sinners, shall we say, without even realizing it, and it's very difficult to go back and remember everything you've done that is not in accordance with.
No, you don't remember. You just confess your sins. I confess all my sins. I repent of my sins. No. I turn to you to obey your will. And then as you walk with the Lord, you're walking on a path of God, path of righteousness and sanctification. The Lord will bring to your mind, your memory, through the Holy Spirit, it will lead you to all truth and teach you all truth. Things that you need to repent of. And this is where it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, renew your mind according to the Word of God to be transformed to the image of Christ. And so you stop telling coarse jokes, for example. You know, you've got to have a telling coarse jokes. The Holy Spirit will nudge you and says, look up Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 5. Let there be no coarse jesting amongst you. Let there be no profane words spoken by you. Right? Now I'm house and talk to come out of your mouth. So this is why you have to read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You have to obey the commandment of Christ. And he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Man shall live by every word of God. That's a commandment. You've got to read the whole Bible from cover to cover. And not only once, but three times. You know? If you're really committed to the Lord, you do that. And by doing that, then Holy Spirit can then work on you, bringing to your memory scriptures to lead you along the right path. So if you start telling bad jokes, coarse jokes, then up pops in your mind Ephesians chapter 4 and chapter 5 with specific verses. No unwholesome talk should come out of your mouth. That's the Holy Spirit bringing to your remembrance the words of truth to guide you. As Christ says in John chapter 14, chapter 16, when you receive the Holy Spirit, he will lead you into all truth, guide you into all truth, and teach you all truth, you see? That's how it works. You follow me? Oh, the Word of God says, I must stop telling bad jokes. Oh, I repent from doing that, Lord, and you stop doing it. You understand? That is called going on the path of God of righteousness, the path of sanctification, and you go from glory to glory. You want to add to that, Ness?
I'm reading entirely.
Good. Is that answer your question? Which scripture we're after now? Oh, yeah, in John 14, 12 to 14. Ness, can you read that, please?
Mm-hmm. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Okay, John 12, sorry.
No, John 14.
I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father. Then I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may be bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
So
if you love me, you'll obey my teaching.
So he says, Lord Jesus Christ says, the works that I do, you shall do also if you believe in me, right? And you can ask anything in my name, I will do it. So if you want to be healed, ask him to heal you. And he will do it. You understand? You've got to get rid of all these blockages between you and God. And the blockages are like, it would be Isaiah 59 verse 2. Can you read that, please, Erica? And you can read Isaiah 66:18. Oh, you can read Isaiah 66:18. Psalm 66:18. And Erica, Isaiah 59:2. Now, Erica is reading Isaiah 59, verse 2. These are blockages to receive the blessings of God.
But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear.
Now that scripture says, if there's sin in your life, unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, whatever they are, that block the path between you and God, and he cannot hear your prayers. So you said to God, God, heal me. But there's sin in your life, God cannot hear your prayers, eh? So get rid of those blockages. Confess your sins, repent of your sins, forgive those who've done you wrong. Then he can hear your prayer. And then John 14, 12 to 14 comes into action. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, the Lord Jesus Christ said. And then Psalm 66:18 is similar. And Sonia, please read that.
It says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear.
Right, I've got a good scripture by Isaiah. Psalm 66:18. Right, so if there's iniquity in a person's heart, God will not hear your prayers. So you've got to get rid of all sins and iniquities and the things you've suppressed and repressed and will not confess to God. Get rid of them all. Come to God with a repentant heart, confess your sins to God, repent of that. Then God will hear your prayer prayer requests and will give your heart's desire, healing and whatever you want. You understand that? Right. Okay, this one, please, your turn now. John 16, 23. James. Are you enjoying this?
Of course. I think John 16.
23.
16, 23?
Yep.
And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. 23?
Yeah.
Is that all? That's
23. So, Christ said in that scripture, right, John 16, 23, whatever you ask of God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will get from God. Now, we come to the need to forgive and then the need to repent of the deeds of the flesh. You need to forgive first. Now, I want you all to make a list of, before you make a list of people who offended you, to forgive later. Let's go through the scriptures on the need to forgive. Please, Nas, Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 to 15.
For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Simple.
That's very strong scripture, you know. If you don't forgive people their sins against you, God will not forgive you your sins. And you know, in heaven, there is nobody in heaven who has unforgiveness in their hearts. If there's unforgiveness in your hearts, you will not go to heaven, no matter how much born again you are. If you have unforgiveness, you will not go to heaven. The person will go to hell. And I was preaching this to a couple of ladies, and they would not believe what I said. I even read the scripture to them, and they still would not believe it, and they start to abuse me and practically kick me in the teeth, you know? And they would not believe the scripture either to them. Look, the name of the whole subject is forgiveness of sins. What did Christ come to earth for? To atone for the sins of people, to get the sins forgiven. Forgiveness is really the subject, the whole thing, you see? And God says, if you don't forgive people who sin against you, I, God, will not forgive you your sins. And if the person's sins are not forgiven, and they're dying their sins, they won't go to heaven. They go to hell. No matter how much born again they think they are. You understand? You agree with that? You agree with that? You agree with that, Ness? And you know, a lot of people don't agree with that. A lot of people do not agree with that.
They've got a problem.
Yeah, and they abuse me for teaching that. They're practically kicking me in the teeth for preaching that, you know?
I'll tell you a story in the end.
I'll be back from too.
Okay, Erica, please read the second scripture on forgiveness, please. Mark chapter 11, verse 25 to 26. Oh, Ephesians 4, 26, yeah. What's on?
Mark 11, verse 25 to 26. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses.
Wow, you see, that's another scripture that says, if you do not forgive people who sin against you, God the Father will not forgive you your sins. Wow, very powerful scripture. Okay, please, Sonia.
Ephesians
4:26.
Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Not give place to the devil.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you're angry, make sure you repent of your anger before the sun goes down. That's very important. There's another one. Now, Matthew chapter 18, verse 23 to 35 is the story of the king and the unrighteous servant, isn't it? Well, we don't have time to read that. Matthew chapter 18, verse 23 to 35. So we'll skip that one. Now, I want to now spend a short time now. Get a piece of paper. Make a list of the people who have offended you, who have sinned against you, that you need to forgive. Yeah. Okay, yeah, please, Sonia. Ephesians 4:26.
Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Not give place to the devil.
Oh, okay. If you're angry, make sure you repent of your anger before the sun goes down. That's very important. There's another one. Now, Matthew chapter 18, verse 23 to 35 is the story of the king and the unrighteous servant, isn't it? But we don't have time to read that. Matthew chapter 18, verse 23 to 35. So we'll skip that one. Now, I want to now just spend a short time now. Get a piece of paper. Make a list of the people who have offended you, who have sinned against you, that you need to forgive. Now, put that on a piece of paper, please. Have you done it?
Yeah, we've done it.
I'm just marking that so I can read later. That's Matthew 18, 23, 35.
And have you made a list of the people you need to forgive?
Yeah.
Take my things out of here.
Oh, yeah, we've done it.
Have you done it, Erica? Have you done it, Sonia?
No.
Now, make a list of the people that you need to forgive and hold it there for later on when we all will forgive people who offend us later on in one go. But make sure you make a list right now, please.
It's the whole family, all the
best. Yeah, but James might not have done it, did he? Have you done it, James? Have you
everyone
put everybody
we,
there?
Everyone we know.
Unless my Alzheimer's is letting me down.
It's a long list.
So you've done it?
Yes.
And you've done it too, haven't you, Nas?
Every morning.
And we will go through that list, all of us, and we'll forgive them later on. The next topic is the need to repent of the deeds of the flesh. I think it's your turn, Nas, isn't it? Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21, please. And Erica will be Matthew 5:21 to 22 and 27:28.
The acts of their sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, faction and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Good. Right. So, the deeds of the flesh, we need to confess and repent of them. We need to make a list of this, but let's go through a few more scriptures. Erica, Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 to 22, and verse 27 to 28, please.
You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. And the other one?
Verse 27 to 28.
You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
Good. So these scriptures indicate that anger is like the sin of murder and lust is like the sin of adultery. So if there's anger in your heart or lust in your heart, you need to confess them as sins and repent of them all, right? Because they are sins, and the Bible and the scripture in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26 states that do not let the sun go down on your anger. Make sure you repent of anger before the sun goes down as well. And now Sonia, Revelation chapter 21, verse 7 to 8, the words of Christ, please.
He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable?
Abominable.
Murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Okay. Now, those are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, all liars will go to the lake of fire. So we need to repent of telling lies. And, you know, that reminds me of this guy who had done 2-3 years full-time study at the Bible College. He's a habitual liar. He tells lies practically every day. And I told him, that's a sin. He said, what do you mean it's a sin? Everybody in the church tells lies. It's the way of life. I said, yeah. And then I read him the scripture, all lies, we've got a lake of fire. And that surprised him. He had not read that before. And that helped him to tell less and less lies, you know, and to improve his behavior. A lot of people tell lies and they think it's okay.
You see, with a lie, if somebody pushes you, a friend, come over, and you say, no, I can't, and it won't take no for an answer. And you say, oh, I can't because I'm sick, and you're not sick.
That's a lie.
So you should stand firm on your word, and yeah. You don't have to give excuses.
That's right.
Why you can't do it. No, I cannot come, simple as that.
Yeah.
Instead of having to lie.
You yeah. shouldn't feel obligated and then change
your mind.
Yeah. Just say, no, I'm sorry, I've got something else.
That's right. And when Christ says all lies will go like a fire, does that include white lies, little lies?
You know why? Because there's an expression to say it's better to say a little white lie than the hurtful truth.
No, it also includes white lies.
Yes, we know that, but this is what I mean. We've come up with all these expressions.
Yeah. So you agree, Nas? It includes white lies?
No, it's a lie.
White, black,
a lie.
Pink, doesn't matter.
That's right. A lie is a lie. Whether it's a white lie or little lie, it's still a lie.
Exactly.
So they say, will you say the truth if a lie can save your life?
Okay.
Would you say the truth if a lie can save your life?
No. God will give you the words to say. Because that Jewish Christian guy in the communist countries, he did not lie, and he said the truth in a different way to not be killed by the communists. What was his name again?
Wernblank.
He told a story, and you can get his book, Christ on the what load?
Torch for Christ.
Or something like that, yeah. Where he would not tell lies, but he would, God would give him words of wisdom to talk around the issue without telling a lie. Now, this, and Christ says, when you're in a spot, the Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak. The Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak when you're in a spot. You don't have to tell a lie.
Because a sin is a sin. You can't say, oh, a little lie is a small sin. A sin is a sin. You can't
exactly.
Just say small sin, big sin.
Exactly.
But the irony is, in court, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God?
Mm.
And how many people lie in court after they've sworn?
Yeah, it's true. Now, if they were Christians, they'd be in trouble with God.
That's right.
You know, in heaven, there are no liars.
The Bible.
In heaven, there are no liars. In heaven, there are no people with unforgiveness in their hearts. In heaven, there are no people who are hypocrites. You know, hypocrisy, lying, and unforgiveness will stop people from going to heaven.
I think what it boils down to is, to go to heaven, you have to get 100%.
Exactly right. Because in Matthew, that comes to Matthew chapter 5 verse 48, Christ says, be ye perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect. Is that Matthew chapter 5 verse 48? Is it? Can someone read that please?
Therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Wait a minute.
Therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
And what scripture is that? Matthew what?
Matthew 5:48.
You hear that? You shall be perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect. Did you hear that? And yet, what did I teach today in heaven? In the churches. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to obey any of the teachings of Christ. And you have a license to sin, because you know why? We're under grace, which means you have a license to sin. That's what's being taught and preached in many churches.
So they told us, once we're baptized and we're saved, that's it. Just follow whatever it is. And
you know what it means, Pastor? It means not too many will make it to heaven.
You're hitting them down the head.
Where did it say the road to heaven is small and narrow?
Yeah, Matthew chapter 7. Let's go to Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 21 first. So your turn, isn't it?
Matthew?
Chapter 7, verse 21. Not all who call me Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
7:21.
Yeah, and then you can read Matthew 7:13.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
Do you hear all that? Many of these people who could say they're born again Christians and call Jesus Lord, if they don't do the will of God, they'll go to hell. You have to do the will of God, obey the will of God to go to heaven.
I think to be born again in your mind is not...
That's right. Whether it's in the mind or in the spirit or wherever it is, if they don't obey the will of God, they will not go to heaven. Because Christ says, not all who call me Lord, Lord. And you can only call Jesus Lord when you are born again with the Holy Spirit in you. And but if those born again Christians who have the Holy Spirit in them, the Holy Spirit in them, who do not obey the will of God, will not go to heaven.
I'll be quite honest, a couple of times I've said the fact that we are still not doing everything 100%. That's where our...
See, this scripture, a lot of Christians hate that scripture. A lot of Christian preachers hate it, and they don't preach it.
With this one here?
Yeah, they prefer to preach that we're under grace, we have a license of sin, you see?
Well, the song that says our church is sometimes like a, what's the expression you use?
Social club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't mention any churches, please.
No.
Okay, please, Matthew 7:13, please.
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few will find it.
Okay, now it says few. The narrow gate is Christ. The narrow path is the path of sanctification, and then it says you have to come to Christ, and then you're saved. At that point, if you die, you go to heaven, right? But then you're still alive, and you have to walk along the narrow path of sanctification, walking on the path of continual daily repentance till the very end. And those who endure to the very end, who are the overcomers, will be saved. And he says, and Christ says, very few get to the end. Very few. And few, if you look up the dictionary meaning of few, it's about 2.5-3%. It's very interesting. Because some guy died, a Christian died, went to heaven. What was his name? You gave me his name.
Howard Pittman.
Howard Pittman. And he was in a queue to talk to God, you see, in heaven, you see. Some of the people in the queue before him, who were, you know, they were being interviewed by God, and there was saying X number of people, right? Then it was his time to be interviewed by God, and God says, I'm going to send you back to earth to tell people that heaven exists and God exists and testify to them. And he was sent back to earth, and his body got healed, and he was resurrected from the dead. And then he went to the build-up statistics to find out how many people had died in that 20-minute span that he died, you see? And he calculated the percentage of people who went to heaven. Came to 2.5% of all the people who died within that 20-minute time span went to heaven. 97.5% went to hell. Now, about 90 years ago, there was a lady prophetess, Jessica Penn Lewis. She said 90% of professing Christians, and that includes born again or whatever, will not make it to heaven. Only 10% will make it to heaven.
If that.
But Howard Pittman found it to be 2.5%. 2.5%. But she says, over 90% won't make it to heaven. This was 90 years ago, and then she was a prophet. And there's been other people who else have said that?
They are come from many prophets, but I have heard the Lord say to make it known that Christians must learn that Jesus demands obedience to him. Then take him as their Saviour, but not Lord of their lives. And as you say, well, call me Lord, Lord, you don't do what I say.
Exactly.
Why?
That's right.
What do you mean by that? I never was your Lord.
Exactly. If Jesus Christ is a person, is a Lord of a Christian, he should obey the Lord, the Lord's instructions, teachings, and the Word of God, which is the will of God. The will of God is in the Word of God. Instructions for godly living, see? So if they don't obey the instructions for godly living in the Bible, which is the will of God, they are disobeying the will of God. And Christ says, not all who call me Lord, Lord will go to heaven, except those who obey the will of God, which is the instructions for godly living. Not to go around telling lies and stealing and whatever, and
finding excuses.
Excuses.
You know, the majority of Orthodox and Catholics, they believe the only requirement is to be a good person. Even if you go to funerals, they say that was a good woman or a good man. That's the only criteria. They think, and so did I before we became born again. I was a good person, I wasn't harming anyone, so that's all I had to do. How deceived you can be. Just by being good, that's all you need.
I think even when a person dies and is buried, what's the expression the Greeks use? Aeonian.
After they die, that means they're going to be in peace with God.
Yeah, but look, there's only one word of truth, and that's the Bible, the word of God.
Yeah.
It's the only word of truth, and the traditions of man is rubbish, nonsense. And we should not go by the traditions of man, but by what the Bible says, and that's the only word of truth, word of authority.
But most religions don't teach the Bible.
Exactly, that's true. Most religions don't teach the Bible, you're right. And you've got something to say about that too, haven't you, Ness?
You mentioned Catholic, you mentioned Orthodox. Yeah. Jesus made the very simple gate. Unless you're born again, you cannot enter. Yeah. If you can't enter heaven, you're going to hell. It's that simple. So, the Catholic Church, as you know, they have forgotten the truth. They've got religion. It's no longer there. Tradition is their guideline. Yeah. Unfortunately, the whole Catholic communion of people, I was a Catholic too. I wasn't born again, I was going to hell.
And a lot of Catholics.
Yeah. Yeah. So, until we come to that confrontation with the acknowledgement that we are what we are, and then presented with the fact we're here tonight that Jesus is the only way, that we may confess our sins to him. He's faithful and just to forgive if we confess to him. Yeah. So that is it. There's no other way.
So, there's something else I need to emphasize. John 14:6, Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yeah. It's only way to God the Father in heaven, that is to heaven. And also, is it the book of Acts chapter 4:12? There's no other name given under heaven by which man can be saved except the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that the book of Acts chapter 4:12? Yeah. There's only one way to heaven, through Christ. He's the only way.
The door has the key.
Yeah.
Heaven, Christ is the key.
That's right. And now with regards to Catholics, I think lately there's a lot of Catholics becoming born again, because they are now focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord God and Savior, and not on Mary and so on. And believing the true gospel and becoming really born again.
A lot of Orthodox are doing that too.
Yeah, I like Orthodox as well.
Not a lot, but
because they're focusing on the gospel and not on tradition, and on the Lord Jesus Christ, and not on Mary and other saints, or whatever, to be their Lord God and Savior. And by doing that, they are becoming born again. I've come across quite a lot of Catholics doing that now. Yeah, amazing! I was amazed myself.
Well, it takes a bit of time, but finally they see the light.
Yeah. And then Ness was a Catholic too, wasn't he? He became born again Christian, yeah.
I've often
Okay, now we're up to which one? We're up to, by the way.
You're in control.
Well, oh, that's right.
Matthew 21.
You already. That's right. Yeah. Now you need to make a list. Number 6, Revelation 21:7-8.
We did that.
Yeah. Now we need to make a list of all the deeds of the flesh, which are sins. Deeds of the flesh is another name for sin. To repent later. So make a list of all your sins of the deeds of the flesh to confess and repent and renounce later on. You've done that?
But we already confessed them.
Okay.
We do them every night.
Okay. Now we come to scriptures on repentance. Psalm 32:5. Erica, please read that. Psalm 32:5, and then you can read Proverbs 28:13 and James 1 John 1:9.
Psalm 32:5. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Proverbs 28:13. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy.
Now, this is what a lot of Christians are doing. They cover up their sins, and they think they can get away with it. No, they will not prosper. They need to uncover their sins and confess and repent. And many Christians I've come across do not uncover their sins. They cover up and suppress their sins, withhold it, you know. They are being very stupid, very stupid. And repenting of the sins includes making compensation for the wrongs you've done, making amends. If someone has stolen money, he has to give the money back. That's making restitution, you see, making compensation, amends. If someone has insulted you, he needs to apologize. That is making amends. Now, out of 100 so-called professing Christians who insulted me, only one has apologized in the years of not... I'm a Christian walk. Only one has come back to apologize. 99% don't apologize. They cover up their sins. That's amazing. Have you noticed that they don't like to apologize for whatever wrongs have done to you? Have you noticed that?
Obviously, you're saying things they don't want to hear.
No, they're too proud. Too proud.
That's right. They're too proud.
And they don't admit their sins, because obviously, if they react in the wrong way...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, have you noticed that too, Nas? That they don't apologize for Nas insulting?
Even Christians, yes.
Even Christians, yeah.
Mm.
You've had that experience too?
Of course.
Have you had that experience, Erica?
Plenty.
Yeah? And you, Sonia?
Yes.
So I'm not the only one.
No.
Right, now we come to... 1 John 1:9.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Right. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to blow the shofar. And let me explain to you what shofar is. It's the horn of a male sheep, a lamb's horn. Right?
Shofar.
Shofar.
S-H-O-F-A-R.
It's the horn of a male sheep, a lamb's horn, and it points to the lamb, the male sheep caught by Abraham the thicket to sacrifice instead of Isaac. So, and it points to Jesus Christ as a sacrificial sacrifice, as a substitutionary sacrifice, who was substituted instead of us, who died instead of us for sins. So, this shofar points to Christ.
You had it on the studio.
Yeah. And I'm going to blow this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that calling the people to forgive and repent in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And after I've blown the shofar, I want everybody to go to the corner of a room or another room, kneel down before God in humility. Get rid of all your haughtiness and pride and arrogance, right, if there's any there remaining. Because God wants you to walk humbly with God. And God humbles those who are proud and exalts those who are humble. So but if you want God to forgive you and bless you, you need to come to God in humility. And a sign of humility is to kneel down before God in a corner of the room somewhere. A sign of humility. And then to forgive people on the list that you got there, and to confess and repent and renounce the deeds of the flesh on the list, like the list you've made. So I will blow the shofar. I must emphasize this must be done wholeheartedly to be effective with God. God wants you to do it with your whole heart. Okay? Right.
Go to your corner.
Let me blow the shofar. Okay, Lord Father God, Yahweh, I come to your name, the Lord Jesus Christ, I bless your holy name. I thank you for the blessing of the answered prayer. I bless your holy name, Yahweh. Lord, now I shall blow the shofar, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, bring down your power and anointing of Holy Spirit upon all of us. It will make us aware of all the people we need to forgive and to confess and repent of all the sins and renounce all the sins, Father God, Yahweh. We need the help of the Holy Spirit in this situation. And thank you, Father God, Yahweh, for healing my prayer request and answering in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, everyone, go to a corner of the room somewhere with your list, two lists, one to forget people and one to repent of the deeds of the flesh, the sins. Now I shall put this on pause until the people come back. Okay, now that we have forgiven everybody on that list, on the list we have, and we have repented for all the sins of the deeds of the flesh from that list that we had made, now I shall lead everybody here in a prayer of salvation and rededication and healing. So if you are already born again Christians, this will be rededication unto the Lord. But if you were not born again before, you will become born again today. Is that okay? Now I would like everybody to say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you, the Almighty Son of God.
I believe you are the Almighty Son of God.
Who created the heavens and the earth.
Who created the heavens and the earth.
With God the Father and God the Holy Spirit.
God the Father and God the Holy Spirit.
In six days. About 6,000 years ago. And you created Adam and Eve perfect. But they fell from grace by disobeying God's commandment. And they became spiritually dead. And thus, it was required for you to come to the planet Earth.
About 2,000 years ago.
To receive a human body. Born of the Virgin Mary. Conceived by the Holy Spirit. To become the pure, holy, sinless Lamb of God. To die on the cross for the atonement and forgiveness of my sins. And for the healing of my body and soul.
I confess you as my Lord, God, and Savior.
I believe you are the Almighty Son of God. And I repent from all my sins.
With my whole heart.
And I invite you to come to my heart, into my spirit, into my body, mind, and soul.
As my Lord, God, and Savior. As my King.
And become the King of my heart. Please come in, Lord Jesus. And please fill me with your Holy Spirit. And please baptize me with the Holy Spirit. And please cleanse me from all my sins.
With the atoning power of your shed blood.
I have repented of all my sins.
I have repented of all my sins.
And I have forgiven everybody who has done me wrong.
And I have forgiven everybody who has done me wrong.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I thank you, Lord Jesus.
Washing me clean.
Washing me clean.
From all sins.
From all sins.
And taking away all my sicknesses.
And taking away all my sicknesses.
All my diseases.
All my diseases.
With the wounds, stripes, and shed blood.
With the wounds, stripes, and shed blood.
And taking away all my curses.
And taking away all my curses.
Because you became a curse for me.
Because you became a curse for me.
On the cross.
On the cross.
And I thank you for all these blessings.
And I thank you for all these blessings.
Father God Yahweh.
Father God Yahweh.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
The God of Israel. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I believe you, the Almighty Son of God.
I believe you, the Almighty Son of God.
Who created the heavens and the earth.
Created the heavens and the earth.
With God the Father and God the Holy Spirit.
With God the Father and God the Holy Spirit.
In six days. About 6,000 years ago. And you created Adam and Eve perfect. But they fell from grace.
But they fell from grace.
By disobeying God's commandment. And they became spiritually dead. And thus, it was required for you to come to the planet Earth.
And thus it was right for you to come to the planet Earth.
About 2,000 years ago. To receive a human body. Born of the Virgin Mary. Conceived by the Holy Spirit. To become the pure, holy, sinless Lamb of God. To die on the cross. For the atonement and forgiveness of my sins. And for the healing of my body and soul.
I confess you as my Lord, God, and Savior.
I believe you are the Almighty Son of God. And I repent from all my sins.
With my whole heart.
And I invite you to come to my heart. Into my spirit, into my body, mind, and soul.
Into my whole being.
As my Lord, God, and Savior.
As my King.
And become the King of my heart. Please come in, Lord Jesus.
And please fill me with your Holy Spirit.
And please baptize me with the Holy Spirit. And please cleanse me from all my sins. With the atoning power of your shed blood. I have repented of all my sins. And I have forgiven everybody who has done me wrong. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Washing me clean.
From all sins.
And taking away all my sicknesses.
And taking away all my sicknesses.
All my diseases. With the wounds, stripes, and shed blood. And taking away all my curses.
And taking away all my curses.
Because you became a curse for me.
On the cross.
And I thank you for all these blessings. Father God Yahweh.
Father God Yahweh.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel. The Creator of the universe. Almighty God El Shaddai. I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach in Hebrew.
Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach in Hebrew.
And I thank you for the promise.
And I thank you for the promise.
In John 14:6. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Lord Jesus Christ lives in my heart now.
The Lord Jesus Christ lives in my heart now.
He lives in my spirit, body, mind, and soul.
He lives in my spirit, body, mind, and soul.
He's the King of my heart.
He's the King of my heart.
And now I have direct access to you, Father God.
And now I have direct access to you, Father God.
I can call you my heavenly daddy.
Abba Father.
And I thank you for making me a child of God.
And I thank you for making me a child of God.
Giving me eternal life. And thank you for the forgiveness of all my sins.
And I thank you for the forgiveness of all my sins.
I thank you that you, for me to be delivered from all demons.
And I thank you for me being delivered from all sicknesses, infirmities, and diseases.
And I praise your holy name, Father God.
And I praise your holy name, Father God.
Yahweh.
It's your holy name.
And I thank you for all your blessings.
And I thank you for all your blessings.
And I give you all the glory.
And I give you all the glory.
All the credit, thanks, and praise for all the blessings. Blessings of salvation.
Blessings of healing.
Blessings of deliverance from the kingdom of darkness. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're citizens of heaven now. We are born again Christians. We are new creations in Christ. All things become new. And the old things have passed away. I have a new heart and new spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives within my spirit. The Spirit of Christ lives within my spirit. And all my sins are forgiven. And washed away with the blood of Christ. And now I can lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. Because I have Christ within me. Christ is the healer. And I'm his channel.
His water pipe.
For the power of healing of Christ to flow out of me. To people I touch. For them to be healed. And I give Christ all the glory. All the credit, thanks, and praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is my healer. Holy Communion, Mass, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 31.
This is Paul speaking in the Bible. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks the cup without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks the judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judge ourselves, we will not come under judgment. And when we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined, so that we will not be condemned with the world."
So we need to examine our hearts before partaking of Holy Communion to make sure we confess our sins, forgiving everybody who does wrong, we will repent of all our sins. Now you've all done that already, right? And so that is important. Before you partake of Holy Communion, you examine your heart to purify your heart of any unforgiveness, sins, anger, resentment, bitterness, hatred, any unconfessed sins, unrepentant sins, right? Now, there's a scripture there, Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24, where you ask God to search the heart, or whenever the Lord brings up, then you confess, repent, renounce. Erica, please read Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24.
"Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting."
Okay, so we're asking God to search our hearts, and if there's anything there that we need to confess, repent, renounce, He will bring it up because we've asked Him to. So I'll just give you a few seconds. I think you've already done all this when you went in the rooms there, to confess, repent, renounce, and so on. But just in case there might be one or two little things here and there that the Lord's bringing up to the surface of your mind, bring up to the Lord, confess, repent, renounce, and right now, please. Quietly to yourself, as if you and God, I don't want to hear that. And you need to go to another room, please go to another room. And it's a good idea to kneel down before God. It's a sign of humility before God, because God appreciates humility. So kneel down before God as a sign of humility, please. You're going to give thanks for the emblems, okay? God on the floor is a sign of humility, and God appreciates that. We're doing well, aren't we, eh?
Worshipping at the front, singing at the front. Is anything wrong with kneeling down?
No, it's good.
Pastor Ruth wouldn't let me.
Who?
Pastor Ruth, you said.
Oh, you don't mention any names, please, please.
Don't mention names.
No. I didn't say anything.
No, kneeling down to in worship is a very good idea. I've seen many people do that. I have. Have you seen people doing that?
Yes.
You haven't?
You haven't seen them?
No.
Really?
Because I don't go to church. Sorry.
No, quite all right.
My ministry is there on the streets.
Oh, really?
Mm.
But I've seen them in a number of places.
Oh,
people kneel down to worship.
Definitely.
And God appreciates that, too.
It's a sign of respect.
A sign of respect. Yeah.
Which is what a lot of people lack these days.
You need to ask God to give you wisdom how to handle your pastor.
Exactly.
Right now, NAS will now give thanks for the two emblems, for the unleavened bread, which points to the body of Christ. And is that grape juice?
Yeah.
And the grape juice, which points to the blood of Christ, the blood of the new covenant?
Unless you want wine.
No.
I've got a special one.
For the atonement of sins of the world, right? So, Nas, please.
Precious Father, we bow our heads in gratitude, Father. You remember us when you sent your Son, Jesus. What a loving act that was. A rescue mission to rescue us, Father, from our destiny, which have been the fires of hell. Your Son Jesus took bread on the night, he says, broke it. He says, do this in remembrance of me. Thank you, Father. We ask you to bless this bread tonight. Bless it. It will become healing for our bodies. Not only healing for our bodies, but also our spirit. Father, bless this bread. And also he took wine. He said, this is the wine of the new covenant, the agreement you made to last forever. For in that blessed blood that come out of your veins, we find remission for our sins. Thank you, Father, for your sins being washed away. We remember you, Jesus. Precious Lord, we love you for what you've done 2,000 years ago. We have your word that says that as often as you do this, you remember me. Therefore, Father, bless this wine to you. In Jesus' name, we thank you. May we eat this bread. It nourishes your spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, now, Erica, will you please read the words of the communion song on the last page? Erica, please read the words of the communion song on the last page. Take this bread.
No, there's no in this page.
I think you have it there.
It's like...
I gave you all the copies.
Yeah. You've got all the copies.
No, I gave you all the copies.
No, I gave you three copies.
No, that's not in
there. But anyway...
Take this bread I give to you, and as you do, remember me. This bread is my body, broken just for you. Take it. Eat it. Each time you do, remember me. Remember me. Take this cup I fill for you, and as you do, remember me. This cup is the new covenant I'm making with you. Take it, drink it. Each time you do, remember me. Remember me. Take this love I've given you, and as you do, remember me. Remember me. Remember me.
Okay, now we come to... We know we're going to partake Holy Communion, but we'll just hold on there, please. Okay, now we'll partake of the Holy Communion. Can you put the grape juice in those cups, please? And Nas, can you please break the bread? Now, grab hold of the emblems of the Holy Communion, but don't partake of it yet, please. Just hold it in your hand, please. And this is what I'd like to do. With your emblems in your two hands, I want you to look up to Lord Jesus Christ, focus your mind on him with your eyes closed, and I'll start off by giving thanks for what he's done, And then I want each one of you to give him thanks in your own way that he had died for your sins. And he allowed his body to bruise and wounded for the healing of your body, mind, and soul. And just focus your mind on that and meditate on that and thank him from your heart and receive his blessings of healing, deliverance, restoration to his wounds, stripes, and shed blood. And I'll start off. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you love me. Then, excuse me, me first, and that's. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for loving me, dying on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins, and allowing yourself to suffer wounds and stripes on your body, healing my body, mind, and soul. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for making me a child of God and give me everlasting life. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for filling me with the Holy Spirit and filling me with your presence. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for coming to my heart and become the king of my heart. I bless you, Holy Name. I praise you and I thank you. Now, everyone else, do it in your own ways, please. Before we partake of Holy Communion. Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord, you shed your blood for the forgiveness of my sins. You suffered wounds and stripes in your body for the healing of my body, mind, and soul. And Lord, now I pray by faith to receive the forgiveness of sins and deliverance from curses and the healing of my body, mind, and soul through the sufferings and the wounds and stripes you suffered that you experienced on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago. So that my body and my soul to be healed from all sicknesses and diseases and infirmities and to be delivered from all curses. And all my body, my soul, and spirit will cleanse from all sins with the blood of Christ. And now, Lord Jesus Christ, I eat the bread which points to your body. You are the bread of life. And I eat the bread and I meditate on you, on your goodness and your love for me. Right now, in your name, Lord Jesus. And by eating this bread, I receive you into my heart, my spirit, my body, in whole. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord Jesus Christ, as I drink this cup of grape juice, which points to your shed blood, I thank you that I am drinking a symbol of your blood for the forgiveness of sins, cleansing my whole being from all sins with the power of your shed blood. By faith I do this for the cleansing of my whole being with the blood of Christ. In your name, Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the healer. You are in our body, in our spirit, body, mind, soul. Please heal our bodies, minds, and souls, our whole being, by the healing power within us, our spirit, our soul, our body. We're your temple. We're your temple, temple of your presence, your Holy Spirit. Please activate your Holy Spirit within us with the healing power, your healing power, and cleanse our whole being from all sicknesses and diseases and infirmities. Deliver us from all past forces, spirits of darkness, all sicknesses and diseases. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing this. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind all spirits of infirmities, and I rebuke you in the black power, and and I destroy your house and strongholds and command you to lose our bodies, minds and souls and get out and depart from us right now, quickly and forever. God, the place appointed by the Lord Jesus Christ. All spirits of infirmities, get out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirits of epilepsy, get out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All spirits of sicknesses and diseases and stress burnout, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind you, I rebuke you, break it down, and I destroy your house of strongholds. I command you to loose us and get out of our bodies, minds, and souls. Get out of whole beings and God far away to a place appointed by Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. I command his name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All remaining demonic spirits, spirits of doubt, spirits of pressure, oppression, heaviness and depression and rejection and grief, sorrow, sadness and depression, and tiredness and fatigue and weariness, in the name of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, I just address you with the authority of you and abide you and the beacon and break of power and destroy your house and strongholds and command you to loose our bodies, minds and souls and get out and go far away to a place appointed by Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. Come out in the name of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. Get out in the name of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach and go far away to a place appointed by Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. Command in the name of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. Anybody like to testify of any healings right now? Can we release the bondages?
Well, my joints feel a bit better.
Your joints feel a bit better? Yes. Okay, give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Any more testimonials?
Thank you, Lord God. My whole body feels lighter. Whole burden taken away from me.
What's taken away?
Whole burden.
Whole burden taken away from me, yeah. Actually, you do look lighter in the face, yeah. Cool. Anybody else would like to testify?
I feel as if a few things have been taken off.
Like a heaviness came off your shoulders. That's a spirit of heaviness, depression. Give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Good.
Any other testimonials? Because we overcome the devil by the word of our testimony. It says that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and they overcome him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Now, as we testify what Christ has done for us, there's power in testimonials. Power is a spiritual weapon, and we overcome the devil that way, and we get we consolidate the blessings, and the blessings become stronger. And giving thanks to God is a powerful spiritual weapon too. As we give thanks, then that also strengthens the blessings too. Okay. Now we're going to anoint people with oil. So we're going to have a formal cue here. Anyone who would like more specific individual requests, come forward. I'll pray for each one and anoint each one with oil. You got the oil there ready for me? Okay. Now, a lot of people fall down when I pray for them. Is that okay with you people? So I need a catcher.
But if I fall down?
then you can catch. Okay, come forward, guys. You need special prayer with special anointing oil. We better get this. We'll get this. Why? Who's going to be the first one?
Mm-hmm. Whatever you decide, we always go for the young.
Okay. What's your specific request?
For
Edward's
seat to be gone forever.
Right. Anything else?
And to do well in the future.
Yeah. The Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. What else?
Fear.
Oh, yes, fear. Fear, anxiety. Yeah.
Depression.
Yeah. Depression, yeah.
And improving relationships.
Okay.
Rejection.
Sorry, again, I might each one to get out. Epilepsy, depression, fear, lie, all this, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready? I want you now. Oh, listen, I need you to get a Bible and you need to put your hand on the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But the mother will hold up the Bible.
Who's going to hold on?
You're going to hold on to the Bible.
And you're holding on the Bible, and you're just going to, you might fall down. So.
Who's going to hold on?
You're going to hold on to the Bible. And you're holding on the Bible, and you might fall down. So. Okay. All right. And I want you to close your eyes and concentrate on the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we are with you. Rejections and poor memory, anxiety, confusion, tiredness, and reverse damage, and so on. And the Lord is comfortable. Now, the Lord is here at my knees. Anxiety and confusion and for many and tiredness in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bind you and this is the protection of bind you and you beat you and lay it out and destroy the force of strong so you command you to loose the time and get out, depart from the light now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out you demise spirits, get out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and go far away to the place appointed by Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. That people say, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of darkness behind that people say, God, bind you, rebuke you, and cast you out. In the name of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. All spirits of heaviness, all spirits of fear, worry, anxiety, in the name of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, bind you, rebuke you, and break it down. Command you to loose you and get out, depart from it right now. Quickly, forever, and go to the place of order, Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. All spirits of rejection and loneliness, feelings of rejection, feelings of infidelities, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind you, rebuke you, break it down. I command you to loose and get out, be back on the right hand, quickly and forever, and go to the place of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, this field that the essence with the Holy Spirit is baptized with the Holy Spirit. And Lord Jesus Christ has died. Not to the oil in your hand, Lord Jesus, but Jesus Christ is present. What's your request?
Well, to help with arthritis, and I've got
arthritis.
Yeah, stiffness in all the body, so it's very hard for me to. I used to be a ballroom dancer, and now kind of.
Okay, Shango, what's your request?
So this is
arthritis. Yeah.
Yeah, the stiffness of the
body. Joints.
Yeah, and well. Of course, you know, to get the strength both physically and mentally to stick to diet and exercise regime, to look basically after myself, because with all the problems in the family I have neglected myself, really. So, and for my eldest daughter to come back to the family and find Jesus, you know, and have harmony in the family.
Yeah.
And our finances, of course.
Sorry? The finances, yes. And to lose weight.
Well, yeah. So
okay.
If my body starts working better, you know, I have the strength to do all this.
Okay. Nas, can you hold on to the Bible and so that you cannot fall down? Yeah. Okay. But Lord, I look up the hour of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the blessings we give today and the past. Lord, I lift up Sonia, you've heard a conversation. Lord, please provide for her knees, heal her body, mind, soul, take away all arthritis, heal her knees, her joints, Lord. Help her to lose weight, Lord, quickly, easily, effortlessly, Lord. Father God, Yahweh, help her and her daughter to come back to you, Father God, Yahweh, to Christ as the Lord and Savior. And Lord, please be harmony and unity in the whole family and in the relatives, Father God, Yahweh. And provide them with a fund system, finances that need, Father God, Yahweh. Thank you, Lord, for healing my prayers and answering my prayers, Lord. Lord, now I do spiritual warfare in the name of the Lord, and I issue a hamish we have on all times for us to spiritual darkness and cover ourselves with the blood of Christ. And count against all spiritual darkness of arthritis and obesity and spiritual darkness of objection and infirmities. I come against you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I bow and truly be good, break and bad. I destroy hostile strongholds. I command you to release her. Get up, depart from her right now. Quickly, forever. Go to the place of water by the name of Yeshua, Hamashua. On his name, I'm Yeshua, Hamashua. Get out your spiritual darkness, your spiritual firmness. Get out your name, Lord, in Yeshua, Hamashua. Right now, quickly, forever. Go to the place of water by the name of Yeshua, Hamashua. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I speak healing to my body, my soul. I say to my body, my soul, be healed and fully restored. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, be healed and fully restored. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. anoint you with oil. How are your joints?
They felt better from before, you know, when with the whole communion.
Yeah. Now, can you do something now which you couldn't do before, please?
That I couldn't do before.
Yeah, do that.
Well, I couldn't really bend as much before.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bit more difficult.
Yes.
So it's a little bit easier on that side. On the other side, I could bend.
Yes.
Yes, it's
easier. Now, how about bending like that here?
Usually it's the sciatica down back here that stops me. Well, that sort of thing is looser, but usually it's when I get up from bed, it's like, it's like two hands holding me back.
No, that is the past.
Yeah. So right now, it's just, it feels free. But tomorrow morning it's going to show even more, you know, how I'm going to feel. I'm going to ring you tomorrow morning as soon as I get up and say I'm up. Nothing is holding me back.
Okay. Yeah. And now I want you to do this.
You know, it feels freer. My body feels freer.
Your body feels freer?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want you to do something which you could not do before. Please.
What is it that we looked at before?
Well, bend down, I suppose, like that.
That's the floor.
No, it's not. Is it normal for someone to touch the floor, I suppose? Yeah.
Now, could you do that before?
I can't remember. I never tried in the last few years.
Yeah.
I used to do a lot of exercise, but yeah.
Now, I want you to do this and that. How's your knees?
Yeah, it's flexible.
Okay. And no more pain in your knees?
No. Good.
No more pains in your joints?
No, not really.
So there's an improvement?
Yeah, still an improvement, yeah.
Okay, give thanks to Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
James, please. What's your request, please? Who's going to be behind James?
I.
Are you sorry?
And also, after all this, of course.
And also Ness as well, yeah. Right, James, what's your request, please?
My hand request is to get closer to
Jesus. Good, that's very good. Excellent. That's the most important request. Yeah. Yep. To forgive everyone from your heart. Okay. Anything else?
And remembering if you have a blood pressure.
Yep.
If you get rid of the blood pressure.
High blood pressure.
Both eyes, I think,
should be able. We have
yep.
We have a good baptized.
Yep.
And I think at least it would have to be a little bit of
yep.
The outside of the
institution. Sure. Mm-hmm.
But mainly, I think the focus would be on God's
self-existence. Is your list there?
Yeah.
There was some high blood pressure. What's that one there? Depression. You didn't mention that.
Sometimes.
What's that?
You might mention stress.
Stress? You didn't mention that either. What's this one here?
Remembering things.
Okay. Poor healing.
Poor health.
Tiredness. Skin.
Skin problems. I've noticed that coming up discoloration.
What's the deal? Yeah, what's the one there?
Sadness.
No one.
Sometimes sadness.
Do you have any financial problems? How come I have them
already? Well, I think the financial problems, it depends on where you want to put them when it comes to prioritizing.
Well, if you haven't had a break for 4 years and working 7 days through no choice, I think it's a little bit of a problem.
I think once things, shall we say, prove they wouldn't improve in all aspects of it.
First thing is the forgiveness with you, tackle that first. So I want you to focus your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ and say the following words. Say, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I forgive everybody who have sinned against me.
I forgive everybody who has sinned against me.
And Father God Yahweh.
Father God Yahweh.
I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
To forgive everybody who have sinned against me.
To forgive everyone who has sinned against me.
And to bless them.
And to bless them.
And I bless them also.
And I bless them also.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And please take away any remaining bitterness out of my heart.
Please take away any remaining bitterness out of my heart.
Any remaining anger.
Any remaining anger.
Resentment.
Resentment.
And any other blockages there.
And any other blockages there.
Cleanse my heart, spirit, body, mind, and soul.
Cleanse my heart.
Spirit, body, mind, and soul.
Body, mind, and soul.
From any remaining things there.
From any remaining things there.
So that there'd be total forgiveness.
So that there'd be total forgiveness.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, it's all done. Okay, all the unforgiveness done?
Yes.
Good. Give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ, please. Delivering from depression. All the sickness we've done here, poor memory and poor health and tiredness and skin problem and obesity, sadness and all the things he's been here. Some things I cannot believe because of his handwriting.
Yeah, that's right. No one can read that. Don't worry because no one can read that.
He writes like a doctor. But you know what he's written here, Lord. And now I finally got the Yahweh Lord, I will do special warfare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind the mask of darkness. I cover ourselves with blood of Christ. And I come against all spirits of infirmities in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The spirits of high blood pressure and spirits of heaviness and depression. Spirits of stress and tension and oppression and spirits of poor memory and tiredness and fatigue and weariness and spirits of obesity. In the name of Allah, and I Yeshua, HaMashiach, accomplish you, and I bind you and rebuke you, dragon power, and destroy your house and strongholds. I command you spirits to get out of his body, my soul, of James. Right now, get out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get that name of the Yeshua HaMashiach. Get that name of the Yeshua HaMashiach. Get that name of the Yeshua HaMashiach. Right now, quickly, forever. Go far away to place and point about the Yeshua HaMashiach. I command all powers, forces, spirits, and powers to get out, debuff on us right now. And go far away to place and point about the Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of the Yeshua HaMashiach, I speak healing to James, his body, my soul, as I be healed. And fully restored. In the name of the Yeshua HaMashiach, I be healed. Fully stored in body, mind, and soul, in the name of the Yeshua HaMashiach. Now I shall anoint you with oil. And in the name of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, anoint you with oil. In the whole body, mind, and soul, be healed and fully stored. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the presence of Christ. To the body, mind, and soul, and to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Go forth, my son, teach the gospel. Do not afraid, for I am with you always, in that issue. We feel it for the story of the name of Jesus Christ. How are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah?
I was getting a bit tired of this.
Now you feel good, huh? No, I feel good. Do something which you couldn't do before.
Couldn't I do before? No, I think
go and take your blood pressure and see how much it is now.
So, how's your knees? How's your knees?
Good.
Better than before? Mm-hmm. Anything else that you couldn't do before?
Even though we're not as young as we used to, we still participate in certain sporting activities. I think the main problem is just to lose a bit of weight.
Okay.
Once you lose the weight, then everything else is off the shoulders.
So your knees are better?
Yes, yes.
And you feel better in your whole body, mind, and soul than before?
Definitely.
Give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ for that, please. Give him more thanks and glory. Father God, Yahweh, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for healing and deliverance, James, and all others here. We give you all the glory, and thanks and praise, for the honor of all the blessings. In the name of God, and I Yeshua, and Yeshua. Thanks, God. Next is next.
I'm right.
Are you right? You sure?
100%.
I like your confidence. I need some tissue paper, and then we'll just nearly finish.
Yeah.
Are you all feeling good?
You're feeling
absolutely
good. I think we all feel, what's the right word, revitalized.
Yes?
I think so.
Revitalized. That's good. Now, we're nearly finished.
Okay.
We're giving thanks to God for his goodness and all the blessings and mercies. And I just would like remember from now on for the next 10 days, every day, 3 times a day for 10 days, give thanks to consolidate the blessings and to receive further blessings, and to also testify of the blessings God has given you, which is a spiritual weapon to strengthen the blessings and to make it firm, you see? because it says here in Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That's very important. Now, Nas, can you please give thanks for all the blessings, please?
Precious Father in heaven, in Jesus' name we say this. You the hear, sees all things. Father in heaven, all these blessings, Almighty God, the healing, salvation, the memory of Jesus, remembering him what he did on the cross. There's so many, so many. As you sit in your word, count your blessings one by one. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And whatever we invoke you, we invoke your power, invoke your presence, you're here to bless us. Thank you. In Jesus' name we say this. Amen.
Now, James, I would like you to also thank to God for the blessing of your family, please.
Thank you, dear Lord.
Loudly, please, loudly.
Thank you, dear Lord, for the blessings of your kingdom.
You're on tape, so you need to speak louder, please.
We are truly blessed, but sometimes we don't even realize this. We are blessed each morning as soon as we open up our eyes. We should be thankful for that moment of this during the whole day. And also thank you for forgiving all of our sins, looking after us, and all the wonderful things that we do for us, doing the great things. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Sonia, you please give thanks for your family, please.
Dear Lord,
yep.
Wonderful Jesus, thank you so much for everything that you have done for us. Thank you because you took us out of the occult and the new age and the days that were serving Satan without even realizing what we were doing. And you took us out of all of this and you show us the right path to God. You show us the light to God. And we're forever thankful for that, Lord, for everything that you have done for us. For the unconditional love that you have showed us, for your patience with us, Lord. You had so much patience through all the last 2 years that I was bouncing off walls and I was doing the wrong things. You were always there, patiently waiting and nudging me slowly to do the right thing and to see the truth, Lord. So thank you for saving us. Thank you for saving my family, Lord. Thank you for wanting us to be part of your family, Lord. Thank you for all of this. In the name of Almighty Jesus, amen.
Okay, now, Erica, please give thanks to the Lord for all the blessings.
Thank you, dear Lord God, our King, our treasure, the real meaning to life. Thank you for the real meaning to love, showing us wisdom, what life really is meant to be about. For before it didn't make sense. Now it does. Our purpose is revealed. That's you, Lord God. Thank you that we come closer to you every day, that we share the gospel and that we are stronger and great with you, Lord God. We are nothing without you.
I thank you, Father God, Yahweh, in the name of your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for your blessings today, tonight, of healing and deliverance, restoration. And give you all the glory, thanks and praise and honor for all the blessings. And now, Lord, I shall blow the shofar to end this healing ministry today in thanksgiving to the Lord God Almighty, Yahweh, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Israel, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord.